understand that.
Now, what kind of trees do you have? Do y'all have here? Well, tell me all about the types of trees.
Oh, we have all kinds of trees. If you just name it.
Yeah.
And I've told you about the two betting nuts. Most nuts are the walnut and the pecan. We have no scalar box and hickory nuts here on this hill. Now, in this wetland farther down, I was telling you yesterday, between here and Longview, say about 15 to 20 miles from here, that's where they have the hickory nuts and scalar box. You know about hickory nuts and scalar box? That's about 20 miles, but right in here are the walnuts and the pecan are the nuts. Well, we have other trees. We have acorns and we have...
what is that thing there?
That? Well, there's three there, three in one.
What is it?
It's not a machine oil, but that pink is a crepe myrtle.
Uh-huh.
And it's been there, I imagine. I expect it's been, see, the Negroes, a white man owned this, but Negroes had an old home here.
Yeah.
Well, that they planted that. I expect that old crepe myrtle's been there 100 years. Well, now, there is a, what's come up there is a elm tree and a... it'll take the place if you let it. It's not a sage. It's well, we have the sage and that burdock. You know how to spell it?
Mm.
Well, you're a smart boy if you do, but because I don't, I know the name of it. We call it burdocks, but it has a terrible, it's French, terrible name. And there's three there. Hedge. No, it's a hedge. Some kind of hedge, and you make hedge rows out of it.
Now, any other kind of interesting trees? What about that tree that...
Pines. Now, pines grow well here. A lot of folks have. Now, we set these pines out on both sides. That's a dirt dump. It isn't a wash. I've got a fly swatter out here somewhere.
That's okay. But the things that would... Okay, the tree that old Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible to see...
Sycamore.
You got that?
No, we don't have any sycamore.
Okay. What about... Do you ever use any parts of the trees that are underground? You know, any parts...
Sassafras. You make sassafras tea. Do you ever hear of sassafras tea?
No.
Well, now, that's what they drink in Mississippi. That was a spring tonic. You drank sassafras tea when you were sick, see?
You dug up the...
Roots, got the roots, uh-huh. And boiled them. And now a lot of folks loved it, but it's sickening taste to me. I never liked sassafras tea. And so therefore...
Did it work?
I don't know. I reckon it worked about as good as anything. If you believed in it, it did.
Do you remember them using anything else, like for rashes or skin rashes or anything like that?
Mm-mm. Now this plant right here, my daughter gave it to me. It grows in Florida. She brought it from there. If you get a bad burn, if you'll just cut one of these leaf off and mash it and poultice it.
Oh, yeah. And put it on there?
Now, that's an old Indian plant, and that's all you have to do. I've had to...
Is that a cactus or something?
It's like a cactus, but it isn't. It's a cactus family, but it has no stickers on it, don't you see? And
those look like stickers to me.
Well...
No, not real.
Mm-hmm, they look like it. But they aren't.
Yeah.
And I've had two or three to come up, and I've given them, but I'm waiting for another baby to come because somebody else wants one. I hate to give one of these because they're so pretty. But you just cut that out and mash it and put it down, and it'll do for a burn. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an old Indian thing. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in Florida, go by Lake Okeechobee, which is in the middle and nearly to Miami. And it's pretty, and boy, you learn a lot down there.
Yeah. The kind of shrub that people used to tan leather with, did it ever grow here?
No. It got the tannic acid from.
Some folks
what was that?
Say it was poison or...
Yeah.
You ever have sumac or...
Yeah. The sumac is beautiful. The blooms and the berries, too. And elderberries. See, elderberries, now that's a bush. That isn't a